are there any different names for cheap or bad whiskey?
Well, I've heard it described, some of it was pretty bad, as just being rotten. Just had a rotten taste to it. I've heard one say there wasn't any such a thing as bad tasting whiskey. It was all good and better.
Depends on your point of view. what do you call anything that a child might like to play with? For Christmas, a child hopes to get a lot of...
Oh, a lot of toys and playthings and dolls, according to what boys or girls, they look for different things.
Okay. Now this next section is a little bit different. Right. It talks about the ways words change, you know, when we talk about past tense. And it's probably going to sound like a school lesson. But what we want is just to find out the words you normally use. Mm-hmm. And it's like, today I read a book and yesterday I read a book.
Yes.
That kind of a change.
Yes.
So if we were talking about buying groceries, using the word to buy, you might ask me, have the groceries already been...
Well, bought, or have you already done your shopping for groceries?
Okay, bought is what I was looking for. And the answer might be, yes, yesterday I bought the groceries.
Yesterday I bought the groceries.
Right, and that's the sort of question this is, and it just takes a minute to go through them. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you could say, have you already bought your coffee?
Well, a lot of people would say, have you, maybe look at the empty cup, they say, have you already drunk a cup of coffee?
Mm-hmm. And I could answer, yes, 5 minutes ago I, what?
Yeah, 5 minutes ago I had a cup of coffee.
Okay, if we're still using the word drink, though.
Ma'am?
If you're still using the word drink, 5 minutes ago I...
Drank.
Okay.
I drank a cup of coffee.
And if we're talking about climbing trees, you could say, has that tree ever been...
Climbed? Or the old way of, I've heard it, you say, did, clumb.
Yeah.
There's no such a word, you know.
But for many people, this was...
But for many people, it was. That was an expression that described the activity of going up the tree.
And it still is.
In the past tense.
Mm-hmm. And if I were answering your question, I could say, yes, yesterday a boy wet the tree.
Climbed that tree yesterday.
Okay, and you would say?
If somebody asked me the question,
mm-hmm.
and I answered the question, yes, my son climbed that tree yesterday.
Okay, and if we're talking about eating apples, you could say, have that those apples already been?
Yeah. Was that what you wanted?
If that's what you say, it doesn't make a bit of difference. What the answer?
If my wife, when our children were at home, or something like that, around in a bag in the kitchen somewhere, and she went by and missed them, and they were gone, maybe she might ask the children, did you children eat those apples?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one or two of them, Mother, we ate those this morning.
Okay. If we were talking about doing some work, you could say, has that work already been
done?
And I could say, yes, they what did yesterday.
Yesterday. Or you could describe the period of time that the work was done in.
Isn't there your paper there?
By,
you couldn't find it. You didn't. I didn't. Not well.
By, just the many different answers there that you could come up with.
Well, if you were using the word do, though.
What?
If you were using the word do, you could say, yes, yesterday they what the work?
They done the work.
Okay. And if we were talking about dragging a stump out of the field, you could say, has that stump been what out?
Yeah, they moved